Okie doke. Oh! Okay, I hope everybody rejoins. I'm sorry about that. That I just thought I did something so that would not happen. Let us see here. Oh, okay, we're good. We're good. Everybody, Lacey. I'm going to text her real quick. Reconnect with the link. Okie doke. Cool. So, where were we? We were talking about
burning question.
Your burning question. Yeah, there she is. Okay, great. I just paid money so that wouldn't happen, and it happened anyway. That's annoying. Okay, but I'm glad you're all back. Great. So, the burning question was, about food when working out. If your goal is fat loss, then a cardio workout fasted, like intervals, is a great thing to do fasted. It's quick, it's short, and you'll probably be okay without eating. Now, the catch here is that some people feel nauseous if they don't eat and they do a hard workout. That's what, if you feel this way, then you do need to eat before. And you would want to do that at least an hour before, maybe an hour and a half. So before you work out, like a combination of protein, carbs, and fat is a really great thing. I love like a good smoothie, or lately I've been doing like a sweet potato with either butter or coconut oil. Coconut oil is perfect. And some collagen protein, and I'll mix all that up with a little bit of salt, and it's delicious. Also a smoothie with kind of the same breakdown would be good. You know, frozen fruit, your protein of whatever choice. I even throw some raw eggs in there sometimes. They've been irradiated. They're fun. And blend all that up. Yum, yum. And you can put your milk or water or whatever. And you can throw in, you know, peanut butter, coconut oil. Then afterwards, you want to stick with protein and carbs instead of fat, because your insulin sensitivity is greater afterwards, and you can immediately replenish your muscle glycogen. So good choices are some kind of easy digesting protein, but you know, like honestly, it doesn't really matter, but it just kind of like what works best for you. So either a shake right afterwards, protein and carbs, or eggs and fruit is a good thing. What do y'all like? Lacey, Elizabeth, do y'all like any certain foods after you work out?
Bacon. But apparently I'm not supposed
to. Honestly, like, you know, it depends. Like if you're on like a competition diet to cut weight and you're severely calorie restricted, the combination may matter a little bit more, but definitely getting a good 20 to 30 grams of protein in is a great idea. And then
berries though. Like it depends on what I've cooked, because it'll either be eggs or some sort of like soup or meat and veggies that I've made. I don't feel like I do have wiggle room, but I'm not going to cook. I don't like to do shakes afterward either, because if I do one of those for breakfast, one's enough for me.
One's good.
Personally. Cool. Or like, it depends on what time of day it is. I might do a banana and peanut butter. I don't know if those are okay or not, but.
Hey, if it works for you, that's great. Cool. Thank you. Let's see here. Yeah. So if it's an intense workout and or a strength building workout, I would eat before, doing a combo of protein, fat, and carbs. And then afterwards, you can do the within 2 hours, but like 30 minutes to 2 hours, just protein and carbs. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay, good. You're welcome. Yes, Lacey?
I was just going to, like, so if you are going to do a strengthening workout and you don't eat beforehand, is that going to kind of keep you from building muscle? Does it hinder anything? Does it kind of?
So what it could do is just, depending on how long the workout is, if it's longer than like 45 minutes to an hour, you just might have less, you just might see a performance decrease in the middle of your workout.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be the only thing of just kind of seeing like, oh, you're feeling great, you're on it, and then that kind of decreases the longer you're training.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be the...
When you eat afterward, what does that do exactly? Like, does that support the muscle growth or repair or...
Both and. Protein immediately supports your muscle growth, but so do the carbs in that you're more insulin sensitive directly right after you work out, which means you can eat more sugar without it having any negative effect, if it does anyway, because your muscles just suck it right up, which is kind of cool without needing insulin, which is neat. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, like some good creatine is a good performance thing. Just like 5 grams, not much, can be a good recovery agent so that you're not sore afterwards. That's helpful. Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of a cool thing. And it can also help with endurance, especially if you like conditioning and longer type workouts. That can be a good thing. Yeah. Cool. Our other question was from Janice, and I don't know why she's not here. I think she's sick today, but she was just talking about the best times to communicate with everyone. When are y'all usually on? In the evenings, like on Facebook? Mornings, throughout the day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, probably periodically throughout the day.
Okay, so you're just kind of checking it.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to like more of the posts. Because I think if you like them, they come back to the top. So that can be a trick. Laura, we were talking about the logistical nightmare between Facebook, the Facebook group, and the website where I have some of the videos and whatnot, and what you liked or didn't like. Do you have any feedback, comments, burning desires?
Things I would like to see more of, maybe?
Sure.
Know what you mean? Recipes. I love when you post recipes.
Okay.
Give me ideas like that. The meal plan, the picture, I loved that.
Okay, great. And I'd had this big idea for like this menu of the month. And I'll be honest, it's not gelling in my head. So, but I can definitely do all the recipes. Is that helpful for everybody? Just ideas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what if you also, like, asked everyone else to, like, bring a side dish, like, as kind of, like, some research, like, a dish that you've tried or you'd be interested in trying?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great having info from you, too.
No, I love this. So, you want to post a recipe this week, Lacey?
Sure.
Awesome. Okay. Sweet. Okay, so, and you know what? Everybody said that when I asked about participation, when I was asking, like, how your experiences was, every single one of you were like, I love to read other people's posts. And then I'm like, well, you could post something. And you did today, Elizabeth, so that was awesome. So okay, this is great. I love having, but is that good on the food thing, having just more recipe ideas, or... is there some confusion there? Does anybody have any thoughts? Good. Yeah. Elizabeth, anything?
No, I think that would be a good idea.
Okay. Maybe even like a sample of what you, like what your day looks like, you know, just ideas, I guess.
Yeah.
A lot of times I'll just draw blanks, even with like Pinterest and I try to meal plan and I'll still just draw a blank, I guess.
Okay. So,
maybe just ideas of what eating healthy looks like. What?
Oh, yeah. Like, you make a lot of good green dishes, but also, like, why not pull in what spices you've used? Because I know, like, so many of these women are incredibly busy, and so many of the things that I feel like you probably make are actually easier than what they look. So, you know, and I've got a good portion of those. So, to pull in and say, okay, you only make this, you really only need turmeric, curry, coconut milk. Good to go.
Okay, so stuff like that, which is kind of like the breakfast plan, Laura, would you say?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, cool. So more of those kind of graphics. Those are helpful?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And those, by the way, Elizabeth, are on the website under the food section. I'm not trying to draw you out.
I'm going to have to check that out tomorrow.
check it out. Sweet. Okay, cool, because I can definitely do more of those. And I like your idea, Lacey. Okay, so we have our 12 days of wellness. I was going to ask also about the faith portion. I kind of don't like anything that I've done so far, and I'm starting all over. And some people had said they would love to have kind of daily, almost like a daily devo of like, here's a verse and kind of guiding thoughts every day. Would that be, how does that hit you? Is that like something you would like to see in your inbox every day? Like a little short 5-minute devo or what?
Yes, that sounds really good.
Okay, cool. Great. That's going to start on Sunday. Also, what else did I have? What is your... Wait, no, I've already asked you that question. Okay, I wanted to also ask kind of what are your linchpin habits? I know some of you have no idea what the linchpin is because you weren't at our Iron Sharpens Iron conference where I talked about this, but... a linchpin is basically this little thing that, where is my linchpin? Hold on just a second. I'll be right back.
Hi, Marisol.
Okay. Hi, Marisol.
Yay. I made it.
Well, I made it. It's okay. introduce yourself and tell us where you're at and what your favorite pastime is.
Introduce myself, where I am, and what?
Your favorite pastime. What do you do to relax?
I'm Marisol. I live in Memphis. What do I do to? I do several things.
What's your favorite?
Reading, sleeping, dancing. That's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I love it. Cool. So you are just in time because we were going to discuss our linchpin habits, just the things that we do that tie everything together. This is a linchpin. I don't know if y'all have ever seen one of these, but it basically holds a wheel onto a car. Like it can hold it on there. And the cool thing about this is it holds everything together. And I think we all have stuff like this in our lives that with one thing, everything else falls into place. And those are habits that we do. For example, I need to do laundry on Sunday. If I do laundry on Sunday, I can survive the week. Everything else is good when I do laundry on Sunday. I do not do laundry on Sunday. The rest of the week is spastic. There's clothes everywhere. Like everything falls apart for the most part. So I wanted to go around and ask each of you, like, what is that thing that you do every week? Or series of things. When you do this, your week just exponentially already goes well. Does that make sense? Cool. So we can start with you, Laura. Do you have something that you do every week? Maybe it's your working out. You getting up early and working out.
Yes. If I do not get up and work out, bad week.
Awesome. Awesome.
Especially
okay.
If I can start off like on Monday.
Okay.
I can spiral out.
Do you find it, is it any easier to control what you do at nap time if you work out in the morning? Or do you make better choices?
Sometimes, yeah. I'm more conscious of what I'm doing. Yeah.
Okay, so this is good.
Meal planning is helpful.
Do what?
Also, meal planning is really helpful. Just to sit down and like map out so everyone knows what we're having for dinner each night.
Okay. So that's another good thing. I like this because that can put on your blinders for you of saying this is where you need to focus your most energy. And sometimes that can do more than saying, oh, I'm going to try not to eat, you know, pasta at dinner time when I'm fixing it for the kids. Or I'm going to try not to do this or that. Instead, it's like, what are those really big wins, those linchpins that pull everything else together? Really getting those solid, and then we can go from there. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay. Let's see. What about you, Elizabeth?
I don't think that I have any consistency with what goes on like during my week. So I guess I would have to say I have to find my linchpin.
Okay.
Or find a linchpin habit. Yeah.
I love it. So maybe it's even something that you, does your son have a routine? Do you have a routine that you set for him?
Yeah.
And is
it like getting up or just like,
I mean, it can even be like what time you go to bed or like if you get rockin' sleep or if he gets rockin' sleep, then you have a better day. Okay. Well, think more about that.
Okay.
And that can help you also, again, let's put on those blonders. Maybe for right now, it's putting on your workout clothes for your pajamas.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, what about you, Lacey?
I think probably grocery shopping would be one.
And when do you do it?
I don't have to do it at a certain time. Mm-hmm. I just have to do it when I feel like it, like I want to do it because it's a very satisfying thing if I want to do it. And then if not, I'm angry to go grocery shopping. And then I guess to like having a couple of hours on Saturday morning just to kind of wake up slow and then put on real clothes only when I want to. That's kind of like, I have noticed that if I don't have at least a couple of hours to myself on one of the like weekend mornings, I don't recalibrate well.
No, you're completely like, I totally get that. I have my hand in many paths in what I do. And I've been working every weekend the past few weekends. And last weekend when I broke down in tears to Clint of just like everything I needed to do, I just realized that I'd lost that taking off time for the weekend. That's very important to me to take off at least a day and a half. You know, Saturday, Sunday, boom, I need that. And I lost that. And it's like, this isn't worth it if this is the cost of not having that thing. So I love that. And you know that you need that. So yeah, there's your focus. Boom. You got to have that. Love it. What about you, Marisol?
I think for me would be grocery shopping, either Saturday, noon, like morning. Or Monday morning after working out, because I hate dealing with the big crowd. So if you go Saturday morning, it's almost empty. If you go Monday morning at 7, you only see the workers. Yeah, really nice to see people.
And they're not here at 7.
So,
12.
Yeah, like I really think it has to do with like being able to plan the week and then being able to know, okay, I can do this and I can go ahead and cook. And so in my busiest days, like Monday and Tuesday, I just go by default on what is it that I cooked or what is it that I have. But it puts me in better shape instead of thinking, oh, how about we grab something quick or something like that. You know, it's just a little easier for me to keep my week together, my goals together. Another thing that I really like doing now is just going to Zumba on Saturday mornings. So that's just like, I mean, that's my thing. Like I wake up, I feel happier and I can have a more productive day. And then if I want to nap after that, I just nap after I shower. So those are definitely the things. And I mean, most people don't really plan anything on Saturday mornings or something. And so Ross can have his time to have coffee by himself and I can go and do Zumba. And then I come back and it's like, yeah, and then we're always happy. So I just stay more positive and more focused on like, the main thing is the grocery shopping. Like if I can be consistent with that, then I'm a lot more consistent with other things.
With everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I love this. And I love how a lot of you have mentioned planning. Cause when we, you know, we fail to plan, we plan to fail when we fail to plan or however we do it. And I like this concept of start how you want to finish, but also finish how you want to start. Is that your cuckoo clock?
Yes, it's mine. Sorry.
I love it. No, it's great. Cool. So sometimes a really great practice, I feel like it's easier to start our day well when we finish the night before well. And we hit on some of this, Elizabeth, talking about your workout clothes when you go to bed, or setting the DVD player up to exercise before you go to bed. Then it's like, boom, you've already kind of thought through and you let it go. And while you're sleeping, not only does your brain rejuvenate, but it kind of solves all these little problems for us as we rest, so that when we wake up and go right back to it, boom, like it's already kind of set in motion, so that we have that thing to fall back on, so we don't lean towards whatever our easy normal is, which is going out to Chipotle or going out to eat for something quick. So for you, it's going to be grocery shopping, Marisol. For Elizabeth right now, it's going to be putting on her workout clothes before she goes to bed. For Laura, we are brushing our teeth or drinking lemon water right after we put the kids down for the nap, so we don't reach for the sugar. And Lacey, what are we doing, Lacey?
I'm putting my clothes on when I get home to go to the gym.
Yes, that's exactly what we're doing.
My workout clothes.
Yes. Your workout clothes, not your.
I'm sorry, I have other ones on. Okay, sorry.
Okay, so, and I love how we have some similar things in all the things that we're doing, but this is a very individual thing for you, because this is what you need right now in this moment. Not a cookie cutter, eat this, do this movement plan, and your life will be perfect, but find a trigger that's going to work for you in your current circumstances and your current life stage and your current everything that's with you, whether it's your kids or your job or whatever, that will help you not only make the decisions that you want to make, but follow through with those. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes. Because that's when I feel like when we either do what we intend to do or do what we say we're not going to, is where the imbalance arises, where we don't feel good about our choices. And then that whole chain reaction starts, where it's like, well, I can't even control myself doing this, and well, I look like I'm a blob, and we keep going on and on and on. Does that resonate and hit with anybody?
Yes. Yeah.
So the flip side of this is when we make intentions and we don't follow through, that's where this leads. So I want us to stop in that moment, and as crazy as this sounds, this is what I want you to do. If you say, for instance, I don't want to work out today, then don't say, I want to work out and now I'm going to bed to lay down for a few minutes. I want you to just say, hey, you know what? I choose not to work out today, and now I choose to go to bed and lay down for a few minutes. Aligning that intention, like today, going back to sleep is more important to me than working out. That's okay. But we need to own those decisions. Or today, eating my bags of peanut M&Ms over here that I have is more important to me than making a healthy lunch, because that just happened to me today. And you know what, though? I feel better because I owned it. And it was like, okay, I'm, yes, aware that I'm choosing to eat this instead of Thanksgiving leftovers. And I'm okay with that today. Or anything else that you could think of. Does that make sense? Of just aligning our intentions with what we're actually doing. And the more we do that, the happier that we're going to be. And the more that we're, actually the easier it's going to be to make the decisions we want to make. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I love this. Okay, I know I've taken way too much of most of y'all's time already. I wanted to see if there are any questions that you have, or if there's anything that I can clarify.
I do have a question, but it might be kind of, I don't know, irrelevant.
Nothing's irrelevant.
It kind of goes back to the whole working out and like weight loss and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think one of the things that deters me is, I'll get into a good rhythm and I'll be working out for a couple of weeks. But, and then for some reason, you know, and I actually like to eat salads and stuff like that. And I think that's one of the things that you and I discussed before. But so I'll eat healthy, but then I end up gaining weight. So then I stop working out. I eat like crap and I actually lose weight. So it's really frustrating. And it's like, well, then what's the point of me working out and eating healthy if I'm seeing the numbers on the scale go up? And I know people say, well, when you're working out, you're gaining muscle. But I've also heard that when you first start working out to actually lose weight, you don't gain enough muscle to outweigh the fat that you're losing. So it's just frustrating, and it kind of, I guess, deters me from wanting to continue.
Definitely. Now, do you see an actual increase in the number on the scale, or do your clothes fit differently, or how do you know for sure that you're gaining weight? Or like, what are your signals?
It's the scale.
The scale. Okay, yeah. Great. And is it like a few pounds, or is it like five? Is it like one, or is it like five?
Yeah, it'll usually be like one or two.
One or two. And yeah, this goes on for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And then we don't know anything after that. Is that accurate?
Yeah, well, I kind of get frustrated, so I stop, you know, I'll stop working out, and then, you know, I stop eating healthy and stuff like that, and then I'll, you know, step on the scale again, and I'll lost like 3 pounds. So, you know, okay. I don't get it.
Cool. Can you do something for me?
Okay.
Can you make a 3-day food diary? I want to know everything you eat for 3 days, just your normal eating, and then if it's not what you would consider healthy, like make a list of things you eat when you eat healthy, and send that to me too. And then I could look at that and make some specific recommendations.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be good. I think a lot of times though, our culture says that like low fat is the way to lose weight. And sometimes when we're eating, basically replacing the sources of food. Hold on, that doesn't make any sense. When we can eat the right amount of carbs and fat and protein for our bodies, the better results that we'll see. A crazy study just came out that showed two people eating the exact same foods and having a completely different insulin response. And y'all are going to enjoy this because the first person ate a banana and the second person ate a banana. And one person, they had a high blood sugar spike, and the other person was even keel. Okay, we take these same two people. One of them ate a cookie, and the other one ate a cookie. And one person had a blood sugar spike, and the other one was completely even keel. And it was just showing that we can eat different foods that respond differently to our body. So maybe for you, eating your pasta in the evening works better for your body. Whereas for me, it would totally wreck me. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I want to know exactly what you're eating and what you've tried, and then how long you've tried, and then or what you were eating and how long that you did it. And then I can make some specific recommendations there.
Okay.
And check out the breakfast graphic on the website.
All right.
It's a good one. Cool.
I just real quick, Elizabeth, I was going to tell you that you're not the only one though. Like I've experienced that too. And for me, like if I gain 1 or 2 pounds at that point, I feel like I have just completely blown up and my pants don't fit. And I am like angry. And I'm like, because if I do it, I'll do exercise regimen and food regimen differently. And that the last time I tried that, it was hard to weed out what was causing the influx. So, you know, I was eating different foods and they were like whole and healthy, but I also think I was cramming a lot of I was doing a lot of smoothies and things like that. Anyways, I think I know what you're talking about. That's all I'm saying. And it's a pain. It's discouraging is what it
yeah.
is.
So yeah.
I didn't have a good balance and I never found out what it was because I gave up.
Yeah.
So that's what I tend to do. It's tough though.
Yeah.
That is very discouraging when you're not seeing the results that you expect to see by making
the opposite.
Right. Or seeing the opposite results. Sometimes it's as simple as readjusting the food that you're eating. Sometimes it's the type of fitness. And sometimes it's even a stress load thing of being too much stress for your body. But I think I'm glad that you asked that question, and we're going to get to the bottom of this for you. Yes. Great. Okie doke. So are there any other questions? No. Okay. Quickly, Marisol was sharing also how I'm not happy with the faith stuff. Like, I don't feel like it's clear. I don't feel like it's relevant. And so I've tabled everything and I'm starting all over. And I liked your idea of like a daily kind of Devo thing. Mm-hmm. And so that's actually what I'm going to start Sunday. You'll just get a little email every single day. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a five minute Devo of read these passages, or here they are on the page, and here's how this is relevant. Sweet. And I think that's it. We're starting our 12 days of wellness tomorrow. I want to see all your entries. This is going to be super fun. I'm going to be doing this too, and I think we're going to have a blast. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it. Any closing remarks?
I'm excited for that 12-day thing. Like, I was thinking, I'm going to put one, like, I'm going to print them per day. I'm just, like, I have a mirror right next to my bed. Uh-huh. Like, it's just the way that my closet fits.
Uh-huh.
And so I have sticky notes there with Bible verses and whatnot. And so I was like, I'm just going to put that one the night before. Like, just put it there so that I would just remember it. Because it's like, it's exciting. It's a new mix of things. It's exciting. So.
Yes. Okay. I love this. And this is what we're going to do between now and Christmas. That week between Christmas and New Year's, we're going to meet again like this. And we're going to kind of map out what we want for 2016. So that if we want to try a diet or do something a little more stringent, like a challenge, like a food challenge in January, great. But I don't want to do anything like that through the holidays. Like, not even like, that would be setting ourselves up for failure. And that's not what we're about. So, yes. So I wanted to let you know about that. And I've got a schedule coming out that y'all will get for the remaining December, January. Then we'll talk more. And that's all I have for today. Thank y'all for coming and meeting. This was so much fun. Mm-hmm. And we will talk soon. I can't wait to see your pictures tomorrow.
Awesome.
Okay.
Bye.
See y'all. Bye.
Well.